No. So the pasuk. Nasa adam tzameh kibusin. The Bia told him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Yesh me'ayin. Yesh me'ayin. Because until he created the world, there was absolutely nothing. There wasn't space, there wasn't time, it was nothing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu kvod bi'atzma. That was it. So everything that exists is a result of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The word bara, as all Rishonim say, means yesh me'ayin. Now, according to most Rishonim, because of the fact, what do we see subsequent to that? Yehi or, yehi rokiya, yehi this, yehi that. That HaKadosh Baruch the first act of Bria was to create all the raw material of the world. And we don't have the word bara, means yesh me'ayin, through the first few days. It's all the raw material of the world being formed and fashioned into its current format. And because everything was unformed, just the raw material of the universe. That's tohu and vohu, choshech and tahom. All of it. And he created the planets, planet Earth. He rokiya b'soch ha'mayim, he mavde b'mayim l'moyim. And then on planet Earth, it describes what's happening on planet Earth. The whole topography of planet Earth. The Hainu, the seas, the mountains, the dry land, and vegetative matter begins on the third day. But never does the word bara. Then all the planetary structures put in its final stage with the sun, the moon, all the planetary structure. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu had planted within the sea the ability to give forth light, life. Yishetzu Hamayim. So he activated that life-giving potential that he planted within it. And then all of a sudden, a very strange thing happened. The word Baruchi comes again. Sataninim Hagdolim, the great monsters. These, says Rashi, Dogim Gedolim Shebiyam, the whales. The question is why it had to be Baruch. And then I should give different explanations. And Gemara Bava Basra talks about there were some gigantic creatures Kadosh Baruch Hu created in a unique fashion, different than he used to create everything else. And they never survived Sheshi Medrashis. These gigantic creatures. Could be those of the dinosaurs, could be something else, no one knows. Torah didn't elaborate on it, and Chazal just were meramis to it. And then he activated the life-giving potential of the earth, have all the animals. And then, Nasa adam etzameinu k'nusenu, Vayivro. The word bara, no, Adam wasn't. Just yesh me'ayim. He's ofim and ha'adama. That means a totally unique and brand new creature that's totally different than anything else that existed. So the human being, did not just develop automatically. From the other animals, no? By a separate act of Bria of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this unique thing. Why is it unique? Because it's Tzelem Elokim. The entire universe is split, physical and spiritual. There's one part of the Bria that spans the physical and the spiritual. That's a human being. The Guf Hadam could not just be another animal. It would not have been the proper recipient of the Neshama Tzelem Elokim. It had to be something unique. It's similar in many ways. Obviously, our bodies are similar to animal bodies, but we're different. But Tzelem Elokim borrows some. Nasah, as we saw the Ramban says, Nasah is the earth together with Kadosh Baruch Hu shaping and forming it. Now, the word Nasah is very, very interesting. And the Seder HaBriya is very interesting. Kadosh Baruch Hu did not first create animals and then vegetative matter. Did everything in ascending order, that whatever the next stage would need to function already was created before. That vegetative matter, then you have animals that would feed off of the vegetative matter, and then the human being who would use the animals and vegetative matter to function. Well, we don't always appreciate nowadays, because we live in a very automated society. Until 100 years ago, animals were a major part of the functioning of society, not only for eating, for all sort of locomotion. 200 years ago, before there were any form of automated movement, all movement on land dependent on animals. So human beings needed the animals for many, many things. And each HaKadosh Baruch Hu planned it in a stage-by-stage way. But there's one thing that's very interesting. The Medrash. And these two Medrashim have to be put together. The Christians, early Christians, when they were trying to prove this idea of the Trinity, say, well, it's in the Chumash. That's a Nas Adam. Let us make. It's plural. So, the Medrash says like this. When Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shemayim, he told, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, dictated the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Nas. Moshe says, wait a Kadosh Baruch. Why do you give the minim, these people who kofer in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a place to be kofering you? Write the Torah in a way that it cannot be misinterpreted. Kadosh Baruch Hu answered, there's no such thing as writing something that can't be misinterpreted. No such thing. Even I can't do that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe. Rambam, when he wrote his famous Igeres Tchias HaMeisim, some people attacked him as if he knew that Mishnah Torah, he doesn't talk too much about Tchias HaMeisim. They twisted everything he said. He said, listen, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu can write something that couldn't be twisted, what people expect of me? Now, but something else. There's more who also can make things as clear as possible to people. 99% of the time, he gives people an opportunity who want to twist, the ability to twist. It's also part of it. For instance, there's a very strange thing. We just finished the Yetzimakos. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave to Moshe Rabbeinu a mate. That's a mate. Tikach biyodecha shata sabos haosos. Take this mate and you'll do. Moshe stretched out his mate and this happened. This happened. Why does Moshe need a mate? He can stretch out his hand. Just have Kadosh Baruch Hu do it and zap. Kadosh Baruch Hu do it. Why does he need a mate? The answer is, anyone who wanted to see had eyes open to see could see very clearly it was Nisim Lamala Miderach HaTev. Moshe Rabbeinu waves a magic wand, and whoever wanted to believe there was something magic in that wand could believe whatever they wanted. There's only one HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the very end made it absolutely clear. That was at Makas Bechoros. Rashi says, I mentioned the Musa Shmos, that Moshe Rabbeinu tells Paro kachatzi halayla, approximately midnight. What does it say? Vayhi bachatzi halayla, exactly at that point. Why? Rashi says, because he knew that all these people there in Mitzrayim, say Moshe Badoy, he's really some sort of a fake magician, he's not in touch with anything. Moshe Badoy. Okay, so what does that mean? If I say exactly, someone's going to be standing there with a watch 2 seconds before. He's a faker. Every Bechor Mitzrayim dies at the exact same moment. And whatever happened was predicted. Someone, as long as you give a person a hook, the person who wants to twist everything will jump on that hook. So that's why at Makas Bechoros there was a Gilui Shechina. At one point HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to make it absolutely clear. There's not going to be any way for any misinterpretation, any twisting at all. That's Nas. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a human being. Vayar Elokim es kol asher osa v'hinei tov meod. What does Tov Mo'od mean? A person can create a lot of different things. But if he's creating one functional unit that it all hangs together and coordinates together in a perfect way, that's the proof. It's really an unbelievable chachma. Besides the chachma in each individual thing, how the whole thing works together in a coordinated way. And that is Tov Mo'od. Takin L'chado, Rashi says. The Ramban says another thing of Tov Mo'od. Hu Hakiyum. That means created a world that would function as a unit and function in an ongoing way, in a lasting, permanent way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chok Nosam V'lo Yov. It was nothing that would sort of run down. He gave it to Koach to exist in that form. And that's what it means by Hu HaShemayim V'Aretz V'Chol Tzvahim. Rambam writes that the laws of nature in the first 6 days were very different than the laws of nature after the first 6 days. Why? Because the laws of nature in the first 6 days, laws of nature that are necessary for an emerging world that's in the process of being put together. So, if the sea had a power to give off life, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sort of activated that, and the earth had the power to give off life, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu activated that potential, doesn't mean that existed forever. That was part of the laws of nature in an emerging world. But in a stable world, the way we have it today, no. doesn't happen that way. Life produces life. The only way to produce life is from life. And the Medrash says, very simple, that Adam is from an Adam of the earth. Woman is from Adam. The only way human beings reproduce is man, woman, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a very difference between the way human beings reproduce and animals reproduce in one fundamental way. We say that in the Brachas of Shavuot Brachas. Animals mate, they come together, they produce a physical being just like they are physical beings. They produce in a physical way to produce a total physical result. The human being is a guf and neshama. And a guf and neshama reproduce in a physical way, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu injects the neshama. That's exactly when, how, whole discussion in the Medrash. Sheyotzer es Adam Betzalmo. He created the human being Betzalmo. With Selim the Mustav Nisos, with Bracha we say under the Chuppah, and Hiskin lo Mimenu Binyan Edayat. And he gave him the ability to reproduce, not physically, to reproduce a physical, spiritual human being. It's amazing power a human being has. That's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a shutif at the creation of every other human being. Ayuchu Hashemayim V'arz V'chol Tzvam means that entire developmental process of the world is finished. It's finished. And the world is now when Vayera V'voki Yom HaShishi, that's it. Shkia, sixth day, a whole new different world. World, very fixed laws of nature, that are the laws of nature necessary for maintaining a stable world. Vayuchlu Hashemayim V'aretz V'chol Tzvam. Now, Vaychalu Kim Bayom Hashvi Melach Tov Asher Asa. And a very strange thing. Possible, probably. This psukim we know well. We say it in Kiddush. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu finished on the seventh day. Rashi says, wait a minute. Vayechu, everything finishes in the sixth day, so what did he finish in the seventh day? Vayishbo zvein hashvi mikol malachto asher osa. Vayvorel hu kimis yom hashvi vayikadish osa. Vashavas mikol malachto asher baruch hu kim lasa. Number of many, many things. Screen at the end and work backwards. Ashabara lokim lasas. What does it mean, lasa? Ashabara lokim. He was shoves, rested from all his melachim. Lasas. So, take a look in the Medrash. The Medrash tells us the Ramban says different things, and they're all true. V'linira perusha shekavas memolachto ashebore yesh meyayim. There is no whatever yesh meyayim existed, there's going to be nothing new in the world. It's going to be made just from what the world is. Yesh Mayayin is finished. It's once in history, it's all finished. Yesh Mayayin. No more Yesh Mayayin. Everything reproduces and changes according to the rules HaKadosh Baruch Hu built into the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu maintains the world, runs the world. But this super creativity that happened in this first 6 days, that's finished. So the world is stable. It has to be that way. And nowadays, people are used to knowing that there's such a thing as laws of nature. Law of gravity, law of this, the laws of physics, laws of relativity. But that concept isn't so simple. Because to understand that the world was built with unbelievable chokhmah comes from the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu built the world. Hashem b'chokhmah yasad aretz. Unbelievable chokhmah. And there's sort of basic stira of all the people who work in science and don't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I never understood them. Why, here they bang their heads out to try to understand the unbelievable chachma that exists in this world. Say person in a chemistry lab, this, and what's the nature of this, and trying to understand the chachma that lies in there. Chachma? If everything's random, what sort of chachma? No chachma. But Dovra Melech says, Chokhma Samo Yahweh, no. Chokhma in a totally stable way. In a totally stable way. With laws. Chokhma San. He gave absolute laws and they can't be violated. Chokhma. And what is all the people who are studying in all the scientific labs and all the medical labs, they're trying to understand the chokhmah behind HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Bria. For instance, this major issue. Take physics based on mathematics. Why should the world be mathematical? The answer is because that's the nature of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chokhmah. Number one. And in order for us to function in this world, it had to be stable. If sometimes it fell down, sometimes it fell to the left, sometimes it went to the right, and sometimes it went up in a random way, you couldn't function in the world. The only reason we can function in the world is because there's absolute predictability of all the laws of nature. It's the only way a stable world can be made. And that is by Hu Hashemayim Oras Chokom Chokom. This now HaKadosh Baruch Hu said all the developmental parts of nature that are necessary to produce this stable world. That's all finished. Now it's just a stable world. It's going to run according to these rules forever and ever and ever. And it has, and the Ramah says, and it has the capacity that it doesn't run down. That is number one lasos. Number two lasos. Here the Medrash is very, very clear. And it's best described in a series of conversations between Tonosufas HaRosh and Rabbi Akiva. Tonosufas HaRosh asked Rabbi Akiva, Mekodesh Baruch Hu Sonei et Ha'orlo. You tell me, Mekodesh Baruch Hu doesn't want you to be an Orlo. Why don't you do a Bris Milah? So he sure created you without an Orla. He asked him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves the Anim so much, why doesn't he take care of them? Why did he tell you to take care of them? Asked Rabbi Akiva, my Yoseta, what's better? My HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my Sebosibata. So Rabbi Akiva answered, my Sebosibata. Said, you crazy? My HaKadosh Baruch Hu is crazy. So he told Tonosufas HaRosh, I'll tell you what. Tomorrow, bring me a sack full of wheat kernels. He went home and told his wife, bake me a delicious cake. Next day, he meets Tonosufas HaRosh and says, my wife baked this cake. Eats the cake, delicious. He says, now I want you to eat the wheat kernels. He ate the wheat kernels and he threw up. My Yosetov, what's better? My HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my Sebosibata. What does it mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu can lasos. Kadosh Baruch Hu did not create a final world with nothing for us to do. Created an imperfect world for us to complete and finalize. He created Lazos, and the Medrash says, "Afil ha'odom tzorach asiya." Not only do wheat kernels need an asiya to create them into whatever you want to make out of them, even the human being is given a raw stage, and we have to complete and fashion and form ourselves and to perfect ourselves. And just we begin telling a child at 8 days old, "Okay, you're created imperfect, but move the first step towards your perfection." Perfection is not just easy, just cutting off an oral or bris milah. An 8-day-old child doesn't know what's happening. It's a whole lifetime of creating yourself and perfecting. Afilu ha'odom tzorach asiya. It's Baruch Kim Lasos. Okay, may it's Hashem Lina next week. We'll continue. We'll continue.